عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال تنكح المرأة لأربع: لمالها ولحسبها ولجمالها ولدينها، فاظفر بذات الدين تربت يداك. متفق عليه. حضرت أبو هريرة رضي الله عنه says that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that women are married for four reasons. The first reason is because of her wealth. If she's a very wealthy woman, influential, a very wealthy woman, affluent woman, and because of her wealth and her economic position, the person that marries her thinks that he will also enjoy that type of wealth and benefit from her. So because of her wealth, this is the reason why he gives preference to that particular woman. So this is the first reason why he'll prefer, he'll choose and he'll marry a woman. The next reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, wali hasabiha, oh, it is because of her lineage, her social standing, that she enjoys a certain type of a family she comes from. Because of that family, he'll also get that prominence that family enjoys, because now he is married into that family. So this is the second reason why a man might give preference to a woman, is the, because of her lineage, her family. The next reason Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned, wali jamaliha, or perhaps because she is very beautiful, she is very pretty. So now a person, that takes away his focus, and that takes away his mind, concentrating on the woman's beauty, he chooses that particular woman. On this aspect, Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali would always say that one pretty face, sometimes a person forgets who he is. He forgets what his standing is, what his status is. He forgets the respect of his parents, and he forgets the du'as of his parents just because of one pretty face. So therefore a person has to be very careful. These hadiths and these advices given to us by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they're full of wisdom, full of wisdom. In fact, when he comes to marriage, all our akabir and our ulama say that the person should advise and he should consult his seniors. There is a trend that people, they want to do their own thing today. Very few people want to take the mashura of their seniors, their elders. In the old days, when our parents would choose somebody, some partner for the young person, immediately he'd accept it, because this was the choice of my parents, this was the choice of my uncles or my aunts or my grandparents, whoever it was, but it was their choice, they would accept. Nowadays you find people insist on their choice. The youngsters will say no, they want to get married to some particular person because of the beauty or because of the wealth or because of the lineage. Now this is the thing that overpowers them. Later on in life they realize that we should have taken the mashura of our parents. What we thought at that time was exciting, what we thought was beautiful, was nice, they saw beyond that. They saw beyond that, they looked at the akhlaq, they looked at the deen, they looked at the character of the family, and based on that they were encouraging us to get married to someone else. But we didn't listen to them. So many years after that, a person has to suffer the consequences of not taking the mashura of the seniors. So anyway, the fourth thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions why a woman gets married or she's preferred, walidiniha, is because of her deen. It's because of her manners, her mannerisms, her Islam, the way she practices her deen. Because of that, person might choose a woman. This is a pious, homely, good woman to marry. Later on in life, it is seen that person has got that homely, deeny qualities in her. She is the one that makes the best housewife. She is the one that makes the best wife. Why? Because now through the good times, the bad times, things won't remain as rosy as they were initially. They will continue to go through difficult times, good times, easy times, all different periods a person will go through. But a woman who's got this deen in her, she's grounded well, she's homely, etc. Now she is the one that will stand with this person. She will be the pillar of support, she will be the encouragement. She won't be the one that will take this person away from deen. Otherwise, if a person doesn't have this, which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is talking about deen, then the ayat of the Quran mentions, "Inna ma amwalukum wa auladukum fitna." Or, and another hadith mentions that, and another ayat of the Quran mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made your wives and your children a test for you. So, how they become a test for you is when they themselves don't have deen, they will be asking you and they'll be encouraging you to do those things that are against deen. Now because of this, and their encouragement and their force and their persuasion, a man is taken off and called to do the wrong things. So therefore they are test, they are fitna for you. Anyway, the last part of the hadith, فَظْفَرْ بِذَاتِ الدِّينِ تَرَبَتْ يَدَاكَ. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that prefer the woman because of her deen, prefer her because of this deeni akhlaq, this character, this morals that she has, تَرَبَتْ يَدَاكَ. Else, if you don't do this, tarabat yadak, may your hands be soiled. In other words, you'll face the consequences of the wrong choice that you made. Later on, you'll suffer the choice that you made. Or the other explanation ulama gave of tarabat yadak, may your hand be soiled, is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is encouraged that don't let this happen. Be careful, be intelligent of what you do. And you make the intelligent choice, then you won't need to have a situation where you will have to face these type of consequences. Today's hadith عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لجبريل ما يمنعك أن تزورنا أكثر مما تزورنا. As Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, he mentions that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, remember this chapter is on visiting and keeping the company of the pious, of the good. So on that's why this hadith comes here. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that what is preventing you from visiting us more often than you visit us? There's a little bit of a history background to this hadith, that on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, wahi was delayed for about 40 days. So 40 days wahi was delayed. Then when Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam came, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him this question, what is preventing you from visiting us more often? In other words, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam had the desire to keep the company of this celestial being, to keep the company of the good. So therefore he desired and he told Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, what is causing you to from coming more often? Or ulama explained it could have been on this occasion when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about Ashabi Kahf, about the people or the sleepers of the cave. So when he was asked about them, then 15 days had passed before wahi had come. On this occasion, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that what is preventing you from visiting us more often? فَنَزَلَتْ. And then on this occasion, this ayat was revealed, وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he came down with these ayats that we only descend by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, even our coming to you, O Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, even our coming to you is only because of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's mentioned that at this occasion, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam, he also expressed his love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. He told Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam, I also love and I also wait for the opportunity to come in your company. I also wait and also love that opportunity. But وَمَا نَتَنَزَّلُ إِلَّا بِأَمْرِ رَبِّكَ. We only descend with the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When Allah Pa commands us to come, that's when we come. لَهُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِينَا وَمَا خَلْفَنَا وَمَا بَيْنَ ذَلِكَ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs whatever is in front of us, whatever is behind us, and whatever is between the two of us. In other words, every single thing belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We don't have a choice of anything. So therefore we only come when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows us to come. Inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. But the beautiful hadith teaches us how important it is to keep the company of the pious, that even Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, despite his greatness and despite his maqam Allah Pak had given him, he himself expressed to Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam that he would like to meet him. And Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam also expressed his desire to be with the pious, to be with the greatest Nabi of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam. And he himself said, I also desire to meet you, but the only thing that is stopping me from meeting you is that I wait for the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also have the desire to be in the company of the pious, to frequent their gatherings and to take that benefit from them. Ulama say that as a matter of example, if you go to see that sand that is around the gold, if you look at for example in Transvaal, you'll see those places where the mining is done, you'll notice that the sand is golden in color. Go take a drive and you'll see that the sand is golden in color where there's gold mining done. So as a matter of example, ulama say, is that sand, by keeping the company of the gold, it also became golden. So if we stay in the company of the pious, we benefit from their company, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will cause their color to rub us, or that same color that they experience, that akhlaq, that character, that taqwa, that sunnah they have got in their life, that will pass on to us if we just maintain their company, like how that sand maintained the company of that gold and it became golden. Allah Pak will also make it such that those beautiful colors will rub us against us, and we will also become golden. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Alhamdulillah.